Good afternoon, fellow iStaters. This is Paul Gordon of iState.tv, and this is your daily dose of headlines you may have missed for Tuesday, March 6th, 2018, episode 37. You give us 20 minutes, and we'll give you headlines that aren't dominated with fear porn. Now with 30% less the fear porn. We'll give you headlines of awareness, hope, action, and yes, definitely a little lulz, and we got a lulz for you today. Flat earthers, they're not going to like the lulz for today, but we got it. If you're watching on YouTube, you missed the opening of the show where you got to see me stumbling around because I forgot to line up my titles before I started recording. And you'll also miss the very end, which you can only hear if you watch live on my first personal Facebook page, Paul Gordon. And the image of the profile matches the image on this show. And if you're watching live on Facebook, don't forget to stay tuned because I will respond to the comments after the YouTube part of the show is over. And also, I'll be adding some commentary about a new category I'm thinking of adding to iState. Today's show is titled World Bank Busting with the Blockchain. You can get show notes at isheadlines.com or check out the links to the show notes page in the description for both the Facebook live stream and the YouTube video, or you can go ahead and go to iState.tv/HO37. And as usual, you can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching for iState. On today's episode of Headlines You May Have Missed, Bitwala's Bold Bank, Solar Tax Mercy, Ghost Gun Triggering, Dark Matter Discovery, and more. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are your 20 minutes of headlines you may have missed. Bitwala's bid to start blockchain bank could be game-changer. Bitwala has announced the formation of a, quote, blockchain bank, unquote. Now this news is really good news for, like, the crypto-anarchist types. But I don't want to overplay this and say, well, this is it, man. This is the end of the world bank. No, it's not quite that. But yes, efforts by Bitwala to create a blockchain bank are being done within the framework of the State von State Face paradigm. They're seeking German government approval. They're trying to do this on the up and up, so to speak, within German finance regulations. And yes, I'm not necessarily saying that part is awesome. That takes away somewhat from what's going on here. However, what I'm excited about is, even though they're doing it within that framework, they're going to be learning things about how to conduct blockchain banking that everyone will be able to take notes on. So the folks that want to kind of do what they're doing, but outside of the parameters, say, of the watchful eye of the coercive enterprise, you're still going to learn something here, and this is still a good sign of things to come. And this is from Cointelegraph. The German blockchain-based payment service provider Bitwala announced that it is launching a new crypto-first banking service complete with accounts, international bank account numbers, SWIFT codes, and corresponding MasterCard debit cards. An application process is currently underway with the German Federal Finance Supervisory Authority. Blah. Well, that was painful just to say that. That was so much State von Statism in one phrase. It's like, statism, I'm full, I'm good. The payment service provider highlights that German deposit insurance will protect customer funds for amounts up to 100,000 euros. So yeah, like I said, this is This isn't an anonymous banking service here, but still, they're using the blockchain to create a blockchain bank. And there's going to be a lot of stuff that folks can learn if they're willing to pay attention. And certainly, I will be putting Bitwalla on our radar here at iState to see how that develops. Solar tax credits extended to solar home batteries? I had to add a question there because it's not 100% certain, but it seems to be the case. So, and it's really based on one case. And if that case sets a precedent, then it appears that the IRS is ready to extend solar tax credits to battery systems added as retrofits to home. So in other words, you can get a tax credit not only for purchasing solar panels, but for purchasing solar batteries that allow you to store up power on the sunny days. And this is from Green Tech Media. The Internal Revenue Service has indicated that federal solar tax credits extend to battery systems added as retrofits, a policy that could open the floodgates for residential solar installers eager to add energy storage to their mass market offerings. That's how GTM research analyst Brett Simon summed up a letter from the IRS released Friday. And there's a link to the PDF in this excerpt. In reply to a query from an unnamed married couple, they claim a federal investment tax credit for a battery, inverter, wiring, and software they added to their existing rooftop PV system set up so that will only store energy from the solar panels and otherwise be available day or night to respond to power outages or to reduce overload. And basically, the letter says, sure, as long as it only charges from the sun, sure. So that's, I'm all for everyone getting 100% federal tax credits just for existing, but still, it's still a good thing. This is a longer leash type thing. I'm just betting that this might end up on our Is Daily Thursday show on the longer lease segment, but we will see. Might be something else that comes up. I love doing these stories. Slate writer fears spike in ghost gunning, and that's a good thing. So what I like to do is I like to find articles written by gun grabbers, and now to be fair, in this case, this gun grabber is actually writing what. It's kind of borderline. It's kind of more obvious that it's opinion. Not completely, but it's more obvious that it's opinion. I'll just give her benefit of doubt and say it's an opinion piece. So she's not quite being as underhanded and dirty as a lot of these other anti-gunner reporters who write straight news articles that are incredibly biased, and you have to really pay attention to get the bias. So April Glasser of Slate is worried. That's right. She's worried. And you know what? That's a good thing. She wrote an article about the rise of ghost gun machine making sales. And she specifically cited one of the crypto anarchists that we tried to follow here, find out what he's doing as much as possible. And that's Cody Wilson. And that's his Ghost Gunner 2 machines. The line of lines, though, from her article is this. Just because something becomes illegal to sell doesn't mean it would be illegal to make. Now let me alter that sentence for you a little more, April, so you can truly begin to grasp the futility of attempting to contain the impulse of humans wanting to have tools of self-defense. And that line should be changed to this. Just because something becomes illegal doesn't mean people will stop doing it. So you can read more about what I wrote about April, but I'm going to get to the gist of her point here, which is a news item in and of itself. Sales of DIY firearm kits appear to be booming after the Parkland shooting. And this is April Glaser again writing. And after Trump said last Wednesday that he would ban bump stocks by executive order, some gun enthusiasts turned to YouTube to learn how they might 3D print a bump stock of their own. "What kind of glue did you use to stick it all together?" asked one YouTube commenter on Thursday under a video, blah, blah, blah. It's not unusual for gun sales to increase after a mass shooting, likely because consumers worry they might not be able to buy certain firearms in the future. We're now in another such moment. Yes, we are, April. And embrace it. Embrace the moment. But the options for growing your arsenal aren't limited to weapons you can buy from a brick-and-mortar store. Right now, the market for building unmarked and unserialized do-it-yourself weapons, Liberty Guns, assembled either from components you buy or ones you 3D print, is booming. "We doubled our expected sales for the month just in the back half of February," said Cody Wilson, owner of GhostGunner.net. "Last Friday, February 23rd, was the best Friday we've had at any year in this point in the year." Yes, this is awesome news. This is great news. Go out, go ye forward, and multiply the Liberty Guns. I have spoken, which I have no authority, but it sounds rhetorically lovely. Turk Reich plans on purging Afrin and repopulating with good Arabs. So, plans by the Turk Reich to repopulate Afrin with over 350,000 Syrian, quote, refugees, unquote. And by refugees, let's be clear, we're talking about non-Kurds and the types of Syrians the Turk Reich finds friendly to them. This announcement has triggered accusations from the Kurds of an attempt at genocide in Afrin. You think? So you're going to get 350,000 people in there. So the only way you're going to get 350,000 people in there is one of two ways. You're either going to have to kill all the Kurds that are there or chase them out and probably end up killing a lot in the process. Either way, you're talking about a genocidal act here that the Turk Reich is currently engaged in and for which the United States, I'll get to that a little bit later. This announcement further illustrates the Lebensraum, living space strategy, that the Turk Reich has directly culturally appropriated from the Nazis. That's right, folks. If you didn't notice, yes, I just used an SAW term as a weapon against the Turk Reich, and I do not apologize for it. You know, there was a guy named Cato the Censor, and he did not like Carthage. Carthage really ticked him off, and so he used to end all of his speeches with "Carthage must be destroyed." I can't remember the Latin. Carthage est electum. I'm probably getting that wrong. I'm going to begin to end all of my speeches with "the Turk Reich must be destroyed. Because that's how I roll. First light of universe discovery might lead to dark matter discovery. So, I reported last week about news that scientists believe they have discovered the first light of the universe. And I linked that in this story here. As a follow-up to that story, here's news that not only have scientists potentially seen the first light of the universe, but they may have discovered what was only once a theory, dark matter. And this is called "A Stunning Discovery About the Start of the Universe" from WTKR.com. Astronomer Avi Loeb, a professor at Harvard University, is quoted by the Associated Press as saying that, "If confirmed, this discovery deserves two Nobel Prizes, one for observing the signal of the first stars and the other for detecting dark matter." He went on to conservatively point out that both claims are extraordinary and require extraordinary evidence. Yeah, I've been kind of treating it with that. This is provocative. This is interesting. Hey, let's see. You know, we need more information. We need more follow-up on this. But still, it's definitely still worth noting. Our next story here, Czech astronomer snags pic of Musk's Tesla in space. If you haven't figured it out, by the way, you have just entered the moment of lulls. This is your daily lulls. So let me repeat that headline because it bears repeating. And I really enjoyed writing that headline. Czech astronomer snags pick of Musk's Tesla in space. Tesla's in space! Take that, flat earthers. That's right. Yeah! I guess the Czech astronomer is probably on the take. Probably. So he used his powerful telescope to take a picture of Elon Musk's Tesla in space, which, contrary to how it sounds, is not a musical. Though as I'm thinking about it, as I'm contemplating, as it's resonating in my ears, I'm thinking maybe it should be. And ladies and gentlemen, maybe I'm just the guy to write this. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a song from Tesla's in space. Not. I don't have a song from Tesla's in space, but ask yourself, as you were listening, as you heard that build up, you were thinking, oh, I can't wait to hear this song. Czech astronomer photographs Musk's electric car in orbit, and this is from Prague Daily Monitor. Czech astronomer Martin Masek has managed to take a picture of U.S. Elon Musk Tesla electric car in the orbit, for which he has won the Czech Astronomy Photo of the Month Award for February 2018. The winning photography was dubbed Tesla Among the Stars. Man, come on, man. Tesla's in space is way better. Come on. Anyway, you could read more about it by clicking on the show notes. Turk Reich propagandists paint Turkish Muslim in Greece as oppressed group. You gotta really pay attention if you look at the pro-Turkish publications and the types of stories that we're focused on. This is the first time I've seen a story like this, although I don't think it is the first time. I think it's just the first time I caught it. I'm certainly going to be looking out for this more. This story comes to us from trtworld.com, which appears to, I've never heard of the site until really recently, but it does appear to be a pro-Turk Reich site. And I'm saying that because I read its coverage of Afrin, in which the Kurds are the terrorist and Turkey is just conducting an operation for its own security. That tells me all I need to know. The article bemoans the conditions of the poor and battled Turkish Muslims in Greece, setting up a future justification of war against Greece in the name of saving the poor Turkish Muslims in Greece being mistreated. Yeah, nobody's ever done that before. I think Russia used that tactic to take back the Crimea. They said, our Russian compatriots in the Crimea are being treated indecently. We must rescue them. We must save them. It's a tried and true tactic done throughout the ages. And it does, to me, when I see this story, this is just yet another sign that the Turks are actually preparing to go to war with Greece. And this is, again, from trtworld.com. Turkish Muslims in Greece say their rights as a minority are being taken away by the state as elected religious leaders are no longer recognized by the government. The selection of Muslim community leaders is one of the biggest problems for Turkish Muslims living in Greece. At the end of World War I, part of the Ottoman Empire became Greece, and you just take that in. Part of the Ottoman Empire became Greece. I almost blasted out an expletive with that one. So what that you know, I somehow I had missed that phrase when I was compiling the stories. That's a dead giveaway. I'm going to say for sure trtworld.com is most assuredly a Turk Reich agitprop organ and nothing more. When you actually write a sentence such as that, part of the Ottoman Empire became Greece. Greece, with a history that goes back thousands of years, somehow became a new country out of the blue. I don't know what the heck that means. But at any rate, this is not a good sign. And this is one of the reasons why I focus so much on the Turk Reich, because they got their fingers in a lot of pies and they're trying just to stir those pies up and set them on fire. U.S. endorsement of Kurdish general further confuses relationship with the Turk Reich. The U.S. continues, and this is, I almost referenced this in the earlier story, the U.S. continues to mix signals in its approach to the Turk Reich's invasion of Afrin. So on one hand, the U.S. stresses that Turkey is their ally, not the Kurds. And that was an upsetting story. But then at the same hand, they continue to endorse Kurdish efforts in other parts of Syria. And I'm all for that, but you know, I wish the message was a lot clearer. Was no, Turkey, don't go into Afrin. But the United States decided to play Neville Chamberlain with the Turk Reich, as most of the West has done as well. An endorsement of the Kurdish military commander heading up the Syrian Democratic Forces in Manji by the U.S. further confuses the overall message to the Turk Reich. Yeah, it doesn't send them a clear enough message that what they're doing will cause them to face dire consequences. But it also, I don't know, it's just a confusing message, and the U.S. has been completely schizophrenic in how they've dealt with things over in Syria. You can read the story. We're running out of time here, so you can go to the show notes and read the full excerpt from the story there from Avhol News, which I'm finding Avhol News is a really good source. China tries to stop crypto by blocking exchange social media accounts. So it seems that the Chinese are busy trying to contain the free flow of anonymous value exchange between individuals, doubling down on their efforts by attempting to block crypto exchanges on social media. And running out of time, so I'll make it to the last story here. Super bacteria resist antibiotic of last resort. So there is, the scientists have discovered a troubling bacteria that appears to be resistant to the antibiotic of last resort. The bacteria is Klebsiella, which causes more infections than the less common type of bacteria. Enterobacter, this is from Eureka Alert, and that's it. And you heard that beep, 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 and you know what that means. That means that's it. That's all we have today for headlines you may have missed. And if you would like to read more about the stories we covered today, just go to isheadlines.com and find the show notes for March 6, 2018, or check out the link to the show notes page in the description for both the Facebook live stream and the YouTube video, or go to istate.tv/HO37. And again, you can also find our audio podcast show on iTunes and Stitcher by searching for iState. Now, don't forget to join me tonight on Is Daily Tuesday with Bodhi Agora, and we will be on 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Liberty Principle Facebook page, which is linked in the description for the YouTube video and the Facebook video. Tonight's show doesn't have a title yet, but I do know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about a trip to Atlanta, mass transit, and how a cop came to Bodhi's rescue. And there's some conversations there that are, I think, some interesting conversations that are going to emerge from that experience. So, as always, remember, those who need to control thoughts need to control news. So until tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is Paul Gordon of iState.tv saying, have a great rest of your day, fellow iStaters.